Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Juana, Jay, Matt, and Rob, and everyone's tired today.
Yep.
Projected.
Tired of Dune Prophecy's bullshit.
What?
This
episode was so exciting.
What? No, it wasn't. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was great.
Dune Prophecy Episode 3 and playing Overwatch 2. Okay, go ahead.
Flashbacks
also
are
had
fun.
Some unintentionally really funny parts.
When all those people died.
Yeah. No, more like when they're like the brothers having the really heart to heart and then he's dead a second later. Just boom, dead.
Boom. Yeah.
We barely even knew him.
They were really
hard to get to know him.
Guys, I realized something. I had a revelation handed down unto me. Griffin was frigid.
Yeah.
Wow, a male fridging. Do we
and
know
a blatant one too?
Do we know what happened to him? Are we supposed to know what happened to him?
He was murdered by Vorian Atreides. They said it like five times.
Yes, thank you. I just mean like, did they actually show that?
No, they didn't.
No.
It was
no. So no.
Confusing.
Okay.
So are we sure
that's all
him?
I'm asking.
Yeah, it's gonna be a revelation.
There could be a revelation that it was all bullshit. Yes.
It's gonna be their dad.
It was Robert Baratheon.
Yeah.
I was. Oh, that's who that was. I knew he looked familiar.
Is that him?
Yes.
Okay.
And the mom was, I don't know if you guys watch Bridgerton, but she's one of the Bridgerton moms.
Yeah.
All the moms are the moms, and all the dads are the dads.
Is the guy from like Full Monty and Knight's Tale? Is that the same?
Yeah, that's him.
Guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't heal monkey from way back there.
Sorry, my bad.
We have joined the battle in Overwatch 2.
Overwatch 2. So I have to admit, I was so confused. I was watching for like 10 minutes, and I didn't know what anything had to do with the part in the woods. I was like, what does any of this have to do with anything? I didn't realize that the girl was one of the Baratheons.
Julia?
I didn't realize Julia.
Yeah. Because she was introduced at the table, and she doesn't really say anything dramatically interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I had the same issue.
Don't they say her name like five times?
A couple of times.
Well, they do say her name like five times, but I didn't realize that who she was.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Pay attention. Right, so I don't know what to tell you.
It took me a while.
I'm blaming
it took
anyone
me a
for myself.
Minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
you know, subtitles are helpful.
No.
Yes.
Never.
They
Never.
Are.
No.
Anyway, should we get the episode in order then?
They're an ice planet, and then they jump to forest planet, and there's no warning or transition. Yeah, it was
kind of startling.
Yeah, very startling. Yep, I agree.
Not a good game. Okay, so I guess we'll start on the Harkonnen homeworld, which I found this being confusing. I found it confusing because it looks like they're like living in a shack.
Living in what?
A shack.
Like they're living in like a shack and like barely.
They are.
They are.
They're supposed to be in a house.
That's the point, Zach. They're like
they were punished.
Yeah,
and
the audience is like, oh damn, things are
honor.
Really shit for the Harkonnens. No wonder they hate the Atreides so much.
Yeah, their whole place was taken from them, and all their honor and prestige and all their money. It's literally in the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's like, well, why didn't the Atreides just come in and finish them off?
Because they wanted to punish them.
I see. Do you guys like the space whaling?
Yeah, that was interesting. The furry space whales. What I did like, so this is something I noticed and I actually liked about it, was they obviously had some cultural people who were there for cultural understanding. because they actually did like used authentic indigenous like tools. They used the knives that they're using to cut the whale. Those like half circle blades. Those are true indigenous like blades that they use to cut up like whale blubber in current day and stuff like that.
Okay. Nice.
So like it's like it was authentic in the fact that they had them, And it was authentic in the fact that they were using it to cut up whale blubber. I don't know if they necessarily properly cut whale bone, but they gave it a good rousing try. But I definitely appreciated that, the fact that they did that.
Yeah, so, all right, so the Harkonnen family, they're at home, they have a debate about their history and the future, right? So, you know, oh, the Atreides screwed us, oh, we didn't do anything wrong, oh, we should fight back and change our situation. No, you're crazy, we should just accept our fate, argue.
I mean, it's very interesting. Right? The parents are like, you're so entitled to not want to live in, like, a shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah, how dare you want to change your situation? That's outrageous.
Being greedy is what put them there, so being greedy will just ruin them for life.
Well, I think the parents remember the non-shitty life. Like, yeah, they're just like, no, this is great.
You know, I thought it'd be interesting to see people in a TV show that don't have the same, like, value system that the audience does. Like, the audience would probably never be like, well, just because some house told me to live in shame forever, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to actually do it. But maybe in this part of their culture that they do. You know?
Well, I think not to jump ahead, but by the end of the episode, I think that's clearly the case, right? So, what's her name? Valia?
Oh, yeah.
Like, tries to get them to change, but they won't. That's why she goes and joins the sisterhood, because she just gives up on her family. She's like, all right, they're not going to change. They're not going to, they've accepted their fate. I can't move them, so I'm just going to go do something else.
Isn't it weird that they also said, like, the parents pushed her to do it? She said that in, like, one point.
Yeah, she said she wanted to get rid of that. Yeah, she basically said my parents were tired of me and wanted me out of the house because I was just causing a discrepancy, and so the one way they could do it, we still had they had enough name to be able to pull sway to get into the sisterhood, but it was one way to just get her out of the house so that way she's not causing chaos and potentially getting them killed. Because again, like, why didn't they get killed? They wanted to be punished, so if they caused ruckus, most likely the hammer would have come down and they would have died. So to get them out of the house and to not allow her to cause the fall of the family and the deaths. I mean, they just had one person die. So
it's pretty good fallback plan to be, you know, go one of the most powerful schools in the whole universe. Yeah.
Well, at this time, it's not like the most powerful school. Like, it is powerful, but it's still early. Yeah, it's still early on, so it's.
It's not valued powerfully yet. That's true.
Yeah. But I think that. So that's pretty much what it was. I do like how they contrasted the two sisters, like, very heavily in this, and like in these opening scenes. One, we first see, like, Tulia just being like, yeah, whatever, just give me whatever. And then everyone be like, what the fuck? You got us the worst cuts of meat in the world. I was like, what kind of cut did they get? I was trying to look. I was trying to see the differences.
Leave her alone.
I mean, it seemed like they hated Valia. Nothing she did was ever going to be good enough.
Yeah.
So, yep, I know how that feels.
Oh, please. Pick it up with your therapist.
So yeah, so I thought it was interesting. I also found it interesting that it was the brother and Valia just like, yeah, we're going to get him. And everyone else like, meh. And then like, yeah, we're going to get him. It was like, what is happening? Why? Okay, I get it. But then later on when they explained that she was supposed to be his sister, that sister being a sister. Interesting. Which also is interesting because in the prior episode, we're told, like, they don't want families to be, like, connected. So,
right.
So that's interesting, too.
Yeah. All right. So, for everything. Yeah.
All right. So, can we keep moving? Because we have a lot to get to.
Do we?
Oh, God.
I'm pretty much done.
Okay. Well, the next thing I have is Lila is in limbo. They need to let her go. I guess she's like, is she brain dead or something?
Yeah. She remember prior episode, her mom is like, they think
I remember all this stuff with the agony. Yeah, of course. I remember that.
So basically, mind dead, brain dead. Like her mother just destroyed her mind.
Yeah, they were in the mind palace. Come out of it.
They were in the mind palace. Charles Xavier, or at first the Shadow King. Oh,
ooh, nice. That's awesome. Okay, so then there's this long part with the camping. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention no one's ever come out of it.
I wonder what's
going to happen.
This really important character that's been developed a lot. Yeah.
But that's not true because apparently all of the Reverend Mothers need to go through it.
We know is not true because that's what I mean. In the last episode, Tulia tells her sister, someone's brought them back, and then we see that that is the case. Like, her sister did bring her back from basically when she was dead. They found her and called her name, and she heard. So it's her own version, I guess, of what Tulia does.
I definitely got the impression that there was, I thought like this was like a very rare thing, but apparently it's not. Apparently people do it all the time.
Become
That's how you come.
No, go through the agony.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of Reverend Mothers.
Well, yeah, but that's why it was confusing. I thought it was confusing.
I thought it was funny that they made her do it like off world. You know, she could just cheat.
Come back? Yeah, well, I mean, I think they would know. I mean, they'd probably know. That's the whole point of having powers, of knowing the truth.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess somehow they would be able to figure it out.
Somehow? Just do that little eye winky thing. With their little fingers clasping.
So the whole thing with the brother is they're like, hey, brother, go to this Atreides guy and just say, hey, you lied. Just ask nicely. That was the plan.
I guess.
That's a terrible plan.
What, you didn't like it?
No, it was terrible.
Well, goddamn it! At least we're doing something, okay?
I was like, you need to offer him something in return. Offer him like some whales.
I thought the Atreides were the good guys.
Just do what's right, okay? He just has to do what's right.
Right.
It's like you'd think the Harkonnens wouldn't be that naive,
right?
Like, they're supposed to be like.
To be fair, I don't think they expected him to just straight up murder him. Like the word, they're probably the worst they could say is no.
Well, I still think they haven't murdered him. By the way, I still think that's a bunch of Harkonnen lies.
Yeah,
I'm gonna use my alt and then switch because I'm not good as Anna. You guys also like when the Secret Society had a meeting on the docks. I like plain view of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we get to the best part, which is the camping in the woods. Whoa.
Oh my god. Tula managed to find the world's best boyfriend.
Yes, he's the greatest man ever. The greatest, kindest, most loyal Atreides man.
Yeah. And he was shredded.
So sexy.
And he's good with horses.
Yeah, he loves animals.
Well,
he doesn't care.
Was he? I mean, his horse died.
That wasn't his fault.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault.
Yeah, and also he doesn't care that she's Harkonnen. He's like, we can work it out, baby. It's okay.
Like, it's fine.
Well, actually, that was a good moment when he like was just staring at her. I thought he was gonna have a problem with it.
West Side Story.
He was certainly thinking about it.
Just like Romeo and Juliet.
Was he just like really horny? Like, yeah. Why was he just like, you just lied about something extremely important, and he's just like, yeah, whatever.
That's why I thought, you know, that they were definitely playing with
true
the trope
love
of it, which was like, they got laid, so the next day he's gonna not like her anymore because that's what men do. But he's like, no, it's great. You're great. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
I'm in love. Everything's good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he's just Mr. Perfect. Yeah, so there's like, man, this guy's gonna be so dead.
And all his family's perfect too. They're also nice.
You guys have to admit, it did seem pretty padded, right?
This episode was so long. Was
all the stuff with like the camping trip and the whole horse segment was like really long. It felt like.
I don't know. I liked it because I like backstory. Whatever. I don't care.
Okay. The episode we needed from the Acolyte that we never got.
Nah, shit.
It was a nice change of setting. I don't know, but yeah, pretty boring.
You guys like the two gross outs right after another? I guess it wasn't that gross.
What was gross?
Well, first you had her digging into the guts of that dead animal, and then you had the horse broken leg.
That the jackalope or whatever it was.
Full of poison.
Yeah. I thought it was jackalope. I thought it was, I kind of liked that. And then I also liked the fact that, again, you see, like, this showcases that, yeah, she's very well, like, educated. Not even educated, but just, like, has some wit and smarts to her, which is nice.
You know, this show has a lot of these lines where it sounds like it's deep, and then it's not really as clever as they think. Like, at this point, in this, she was like, she was explaining the poison in the animal, and she's like, inner strength isn't always obvious from the outside. All right.
There's a lot. Mind blown.
Yeah, I know. It's like a lot of lines in this episode like that. I was just like, all right, guys.
I was waiting for that kid to, like, accidentally burst the sack, or her just, like, going, squeeze, and be like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, something's going to happen. And then, I mean, I guess something did happen, but I would have liked to have seen, like, the differences, like, if she had figured out, like, a way to heal, like, someone hurt first and then, like, been like, oh, wait, poison, or kill the horse. Like, I guess it's healing in a way to the horse, like, numbs it and puts it down painless, quote unquote, painlessly.
I thought there was a parallel with then Leela. Well, yeah, is it foreshadowing? Because, like, she kind of does the opposite, right? Is she like,
so she does, like, save Leela? She uses the needle on the guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I always think, like, parallel with, like, Leela or whatever, the girl that...
Oh, yeah. Got in the eye.
Yeah. Yeah, almost died. Or, quote-unquote, died. But, like, she tries to euthanize the horse and save Leela. So,
well, we both... That's actually a
obviously
good point.
Obviously, things have changed. Yeah.
That's a good point, because that is technically a poison. Like, it's a poison that no one knows the cure of, and you just have to have the ability to Jedi break it down to its base compounds or whatever. So that is actually a good point. Intriguing. I didn't think about that.
So there's some flashbacks to the training. There's that whole part where they're, like, standing out in the rain, deciding if you want to be loyal to the Sisterhood or not. Again, it went on forever.
How long did it take to make that decision? They're already there for, like, days. Like, they're like, this is the moment I decide.
Yeah, I agree. It was dumb.
Well, that part was really weird, because they were like, you either announce your loyalty to the Sisterhood or stay here until you do. It's like, well, what if they just choose? What if they come to their senses and realize they don't want to be part of the Sisterhood? Is that an option?
Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah, I think there is.
Then they leave.
Yeah.
Well, then Valia says, "My parents forced me to be here, like a kid at summer camp."
Yeah, and then the intention is that, well, the Sisterhood's intention is that you will see the benefits of it and you will want to stay. And then if you don't, then punch you back home or whatever. I do like that in some of the behind the scenes, you do find out, like, that scene to film sucked for everybody because they were out there for a long time and it was cold and it was fully dressed, so the stunt, and the scene coordinator and all that actually would do it with them and be out in the water and be there in those poses to be with them, be like, I'm here too, this sucks, I know, we just got to get through this scene.
Was it actual rain or was it fake rain?
Fake rain that, but cold ass.
Was that in the behind the scenes featurette? How'd you even find out about that?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, actually, I don't know, I saw it on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
So it probably is behind the scenes somewhere.
Is that like how Paul Verhoeven was naked during the shooting of the shower scene in Starship Troopers?
Hey,
like same idea. Right? You guys heard
Casper,
about that, right?
Casper Van Dien tells it differently.
Really? What does he say?
He told me that
while he was naked in the shower.
No, he was like, everyone was getting naked and they were uncomfortable. And Paul Verhoeven, like, what? It's not a big deal. People have bodies. Here, let me show you. And he, like, dropped his trousers. And they all stared at him. He's like, see, whatever. And then he pulled his pants up and then continued with the scene.
I heard Paul Schrader did that to try to get Lindsay Lohan naked in the movie The Canyons. And it worked. So, yeah. Yikes. That's the solution.
There you go. Okay, so don't knock until you try it, I guess.
So I also noticed in this episode there's a thing where people call each other out a lot. like the flashback, Trainee Valya, she even said something like that wasn't even that big of a deal, and Desdemona or whatever like totally lays into her. I don't remember exactly what they said.
What?
Do you guys remember this?
What?
No.
Part where Dorothea is like, Valya, you can leave if you want to, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I know you only care about the Harkonnens, you piece of shit. And
oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
What
are you
standing here?
Yeah, and then her friends are like, she didn't need to do that to you.
And then she always has the sad face.
Yeah. Juan and the other guy from face.
Yeah. Then yeah. Raquel shows up and she's like, you're the main character, so I like you the most. It's like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The okay, so Raquel shows up, and then we get the first really good reveal of the episode, which is that the horse people are Atreides.
The Atreides, Atreides, Atreides. Actually, okay, so I'm not really gonna take credit for this, but I did notice it. So that there's the part where they're talking about the Seleucian bull and the bull stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
So isn't there a part in Dune where they talk about how, like, what's Paul's dad's name again?
Leto?
Leto's grandfather or father was killed by a bull during the bull hunt.
I do not remember that.
Okay, because I don't remember if that's in Dune or if it's in one of those weird prequels I read. But anyway, I was like, the bull, that does not sound familiar. I'm not going to think about it. And then I was like, oh, they were trading. I was like, oh, that was definitely one of those books. It's like their tradition.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I have to admit, I had no idea what was going on with the bull. That was really that was really weird.
The bull requires
like
that was poison.
From Moana.
What was that about Moana?
This new tank guy looks like Maui with two
yeah,
guns.
He does.
Yeah, 100%.
Intentional.
Intentional. They want to get sued by Disney.
Well, I got stunned.
But anyway, so do you guys think what Tula did was like total overkill? Yes, no.
Why? Would she kill all the Atreides?
Killed everybody.
That was the other great reveal.
No. It didn't seem like overkill.
Why?
She killed the one guy.
Kill your head.
Perfect
kill.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, two, since it turns out that dude was willing to marry her, wouldn't that have been better for their house? They could have been allies through marriage.
No,
you think they would be allowed to have that happen?
I don't know. That one dude seemed pretty in love.
Revenge is so sad.
I don't know.
It just seemed like, I don't know if they had to kill everybody.
There are her Conans.
The Valley was like, go seduce Ori and kill everybody. That was the order.
I thought the weirder thing was that apparently all of the Atreides were all men. There were no other women.
Sure, there were women there.
I didn't see any other women.
Yeah, they were the ones who were preparing the
Yeah, there were women around.
Too.
Preparing the bunnies.
Yeah.
The bunnies.
Nice, Zach.
No, there were definitely some women. It just wasn't like that. They didn't talk.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're putting like tar on themselves. I'm like, is this an Atreides thing?
It seemed very.
Was it tar or was it just mud? Like, just really black.
I couldn't tell what that was. Yeah, I don't know. Have you noticed like a weird like pronunciation? Like I've seen them like pronounce Atreides and then also Atreides.
Atreides.
Atreides. No, I haven't noticed that.
Okay. And then like I guess Harkonnen is just like how they pronounce it. Yeah, I think they pronounce it Harkonnen in the David Lynch version. That's kind of what I'm used to. That's on me.
Yeah. No, I think Harkonnen. I think this definitely depends which version. Ah shit.
Okay.
It killed a mercy instead of the tank.
Love to.
Okay, great.
She's I'm so a junkrat. She's above my field of vision.
I can't aim up.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, yeah. Sorry, I didn't notice other women. So more sisterhood flashbacks. We learned that there's two rivals for what's her name.
Who?
Nice.
Raquel? Mother Superior says, okay, you know, the two of you are great. You both are, like, capable leaders, you know, to succeed me or whatever. And so I guess that's our explanation about why Valya killed that other lady.
Well, right? She was anti-Raquel's plans.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah. She's anti-technology, which means if she ever found out about the AI thing,
the freaky AI clone,
that'd be a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, reviving! Wow. Wow, a res.
Try.
Ah, shit.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. Oh shit.
You guys also like with the Atreides reveal? You guys like with the Atreides reveal? It was such a good reveal. They did it twice, where the guys chant Atreides, Atreides, and then the guy says, "Oh, you're gonna be an Atreides like me."
I'm glad they did it twice because I didn't notice the first time.
Hey, watch the subtitles, dude.
Atreides, Atreides, dope. All right. So what else do I have?
Guru has a theory that that last survivor from the Atreides is Desmond Hart.
No.
Like 100 years later? Okay.
No.
What? Matt?
Isn't this not 100 years, but it's like much later.
It's much, much later.
Yeah. So don't just at me.
It's what, 30 years later? 30 years, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's pretty long because spice extends your life.
Oh.
Okay.
But same with Desmond, then.
Well, I mean, Desmond could have been a miscellaneous youngin who then gets reborn. Like,
hey,
maybe
he's a swordmaster. Wasn't that guy in Atreides?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The hot swordmaster. Yes.
The hot swordmaster.
Yeah.
Maybe the hot swordmaster is Lila's son that she had with the Atreides kid.
Lila the child?
No, not Lila, Tula or whatever.
Oh.
Because she's bound to have an Atreides kid now.
Pregnant.
There's been two plot twists where like it's revealed, oh, these people are Atreides.
Man, how is this Maui guy like able to take like 10,000 shots in the face and not die?
Because they have a pocket mercy too.
Okay, but I can't take 10,000 shots to the face.
Maui
that's under mercy.
Yeah, Maui. There's like he gets
go down the bottom.
Something. Sure. All right. Go for it.
Should I learn how to play Maui?
Probably. No, because we're going to play Marvel Rivals instead of this.
Yeah, that's right. We get back to the Sisterhood. There's a brief discussion where they're like, people who say they're reformers are actually corruptors. Don't trust them. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
And there's a whole 5-minute sequence about the genetic library, which we all already know about. So thanks a lot, show.
We learned that it's.
I wrote that down too. Yeah.
Computers, oh. I guess.
Computers.
Yeah.
Computers. Computers and
printers. Computer. It's a computer.
I guess it shows Raquel trusts Valia, but we kind of already knew that anyway. So yeah, I don't know. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, I got.
Wow.
Oh boy.
But,
oh boy.
Yeah, and we learned that it's ancient tech. I mean, blah, blah, blah. They're on an ancient planet and ancient tech, and it's the worst planet to be on, and blah, blah, blah.
Yep. So then we get some literal slapstick comedy when Valia tells one of her friends to slap the other one, and then she's like, I didn't think it would actually work. It's so full of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real power move.
Because I might not want to stand out there during high noon.
Oh god.
That part was pretty great.
Yeah. It's weird to have comedy in this show, you know. It happens so rarely.
I agree. Yep, and then so she talks to the family. She goes back home. She won't do the agony, so she goes back home and talks to her family.
Coward.
Yeah, they all talk crap. And then this is the part where she realizes that she can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
I did like in that public chew out, she says, somebody says to her, either you need to commit one way or the other, like either be a sister or be a Harkonnen. Stop bouncing back and forth. I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
Someone finally said it.
Yep, it's true. And then so she makes her decision. She goes to the agony trial, and it's a fresh start for her and her sister. Alana, this made me kept thinking of, Say Nothing. Like the two women. Yeah, the two sisters.
One of whom is clearly a sociopath.
Yeah. And the other one who's like also a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So it made me think of that. Okay. Then there's the funeral. They all pay their respects to Lila. And I wonder if this is going to come up later. But it seems like once again, Vera, whatever her name is?
Valia.
Valia has once again made Tula kill someone she loves.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So I wonder if that's going to come up again.
Like, enough already.
You keep making me kill the people that I love.
Ripping medical Zach. Drama, too.
I do kind of wonder if Valia was like, go kill the Atreides, not like, not honeypot them. That maybe that part was up to Tula.
It wasn't supposed to
fall. Take them all out.
I don't know. It's a good question.
She's like, go kill him. The plan is up to you.
Do you think Valia actually told her to do it, or she just came up with it on her own? Valia was like, revenge, we need revenge.
Unclear.
I don't think Lila's that maniacal to come up with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it weird how they, like, remember the body? They just kind of touched, like, the body a little bit. They, like, poke at it, and they're like, well,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
our
like,
way
okay,
to remember
I'm
it.
I'm done mourning.
Give it a nice poke. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And so they all say goodbye, except for, what's her name? Except for Tula, because she loves her too much to let her go.
They're all so sad. The family's like, you're not welcome here. Lila almost, like, was it Kayla? I forget her name. Lila? Lila almost kills her own mother, which is wild.
Valia
yeah. almost kills her own mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the mother superior goes to see her, this goes to see the Harkonnens.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, God, will this episode just end already by that point?
Yeah, Robert Baratheon's still alive.
Yep, it's true.
Being old and grumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the episode where nothing.
Wait, no, that's
happens.
Not the end. The end is she goes and she has like freaky weird science to get Tula back alive.
Oh yeah.
We're just talking about that.
Yeah. Boy, we really stuck in Overwatch too.
No, this map is always hard.
Where's Zach got here? I don't know what that means.
Where's the healing?
It's always hard.
I need healing.
We need there's an Ash sitting up on top that's just like peppering away.
I finally remembered how to play Tracer.
She says something about how the spice needs the healing. Spice has healing properties.
Yeah.
She's like, use the spice.
Doesn't that break the whole, like, it's kind of like that Star Trek Into Darkness, like, you know, just like, oh, well, there's this thing that can just resurrect anyone. And
yeah.
Nothing matters anymore.
Yeah.
I was bored the first half of the episode. It got mildly interesting in the middle. And then at the end, I was like, meh, again.
I mean, yeah, all the stuff, I'm pretty meh.
All the stuff with the horse people, I thought was pretty good.
I think the show would be more interesting if they're actually, like, not trying to make these Harkonnens are like so sympathetic. They just are kind of full on assholes. They're just kind of bland because they're. I don't know. Just...
I kind of like that it's more nuanced. You know that they have legitimate grievances and things like that. It makes it a little more realistic.
No, I mean again, there's trying to be like Game of Thrones. But
yeah,
not that many like truly good or bad people in Game of Thrones, right?
I feel like Game of Thrones had so fun characters though. I don't know, like Olivia Williams. As Lulu or whatever.
Who's Olivia Williams?
Or Tula, I should say.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty boring.
Olivia Williams?
Yeah. Plays older Tula.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll stick with it, but it's definitely, oh man, it's definitely not the best show we've ever watched.
Maybe it's a slow burn.
Could be worse.
We've covered worse, yeah.
Yeah, worse. That's Joe. Die, Bob. Yeah, we can move on to questions of the day. I got some good ones. If I do
wow.
say
all right.
All right.
Impress me, Matt. Impress me.
Do we want to play again, or do you want to switch to Dominion?
Dominion.
Yeah, I'm okay either way. We can do Dominion.
All right, so question number one. Mm-hmm. This question comes to us courtesy of Fun Facts.
Uh-oh.
Which is the game. How old are you on the inside?
That's good a great one. Question.
Thank y'all.
As we play video games. Yeah, please.
That's right. And I will start off, I'll say what I said before, which is I said, I think 33.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've sometimes told people I've been a 45-year-old man my whole life, but that's not really true. I would say I feel 35.
Okay, so pretty much right where you're at.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I will say, outside of the exhaustion, 20. If I didn't have the stupid this COVID bullshit exhaustion shit, I'd say 29.
Yeah, I would say it's more about like your personality wise and the things.
I'd say
like,
29.
What you want to do. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm still in Jay's end. I'm gonna say 29 as well. I just feel like yeah. Well, you know what? No, I feel like 30. I have a little bit of a curmudgeon-y, these kids these days, and I don't know. I like old shit.
Yeah,
but
I always liked old shit, so I feel like 29 works for me. I'm not quite at that 30 point where I'm like, I'm getting old. I'm still on the upswing.
There you go.
I'm jealous. Yeah.
Are we having a moratorium on Vault?
Yeah.
Alana, how about you?
And Alana?
30.
Okay. Yeah!
Any commentary on that?
No.
Okay. Great podcast material. okay. All right, question number two comes to us courtesy of Loaded Questions, which I played over the break with the family. If you had to donate your life savings to any celebrity, what celebrity would you donate them to?
Why a celebrity?
Celebrity?
Because that's what the question says.
They're rich already, probably.
That's the conflict.
Oh, wait, I know. Brendan Fraser.
He's fine
he
now.
That.
He's doing good now.
He won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take backs.
I'm sticking with my answer.
You say Ki Hai Kwan.
Yeah, why? He won an Oscar too. Didn't
he's
he?
Like, wait, he's like Brendan Fraser.
Wait, I know. Yeah. Wait, I actually have a real answer, which is I feel bad. I'm sorry, I forget her name, but the actress who played Rose Tico. Make up for all the Star Wars fans being mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Kelly Marie Tran.
Yes, Kelly Tran.
Kelly Tran. Yeah.
I mean,
yes. Kelly Murray.
I mean, there's so many options, right? You could do her. You could do Jake Lloyd. Jake Lloyd would probably not use it correctly.
He snorted it.
I wasn't going to say that.
Jar Jar.
Ahmed Best, he's fine. He was in the Alkalite. Alkalite?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, I would give it to the person who played Kid Loki in Loki because he's going through some shit.
Good choice, Jay.
If you publicly beg that you're sitting in a broken down windowless van because your family took advantage of you and you can't get mental health services because the government isn't providing it, I think you deserve that.
Government.
Yeah, but on the bright side, last I heard was that he finally got an appointment to go talk to disability services or something. So hopefully we'll end is in a safe place, whatever that means. But yeah, I would give my money to Kid Loki right now.
Okay, I would give mine to Bill Gates because he doesn't need it and he would just donate it to charity.
Wow, we're still pro Bill Gates here. All right, no,
yeah, he gives all his money away.
Yeah,
you're true. Not.
No, I mean, there's been some questionable things that have come up recently, but like, yeah, I don't know. But no, I agree. That's a good idea, and he knows what he's doing with his, you know, in terms of donating.
Exactly.
I'll pick. This is kind of a cheat, not really. I'm gonna give it to Elizabeth Olsen. Because
for Scientology.
Wait, is she a Scientologist?
Because I want my husband to go right to Scientology.
Wait.
No, I don't think she is.
I was thinking of the one from The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Elizabeth Moss. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's terrible you would mix those up.
What?
Just kidding.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Wait, why, Rob?
Anyway, why Wilson then?
There's two reasons. One, so she clearly hates superhero movies, but she can just never do superhero movies ever again. And I can free her from that hell. there's three reasons now. Shit.
Wait, have you have enough money to free Elizabeth Olsen from making superhero movies?
Yeah, that's true. She has, well, maybe like her sisters will give her a little donation. They're like way richer than her.
Shit.
They really won't they?
Sorry, go on.
No.
God, there's no good cards here. At least that I see. The other reason, there's this director called Todd Solondz who does a lot of like weird NC-17 movies, and Elizabeth Olsen has been trying to like star/produce one of his newest ones, and he hasn't made a movie in like 10 years. Well, maybe like 8 years, I don't know, but she's basically been trying to like find funding forever and hasn't been able to do it, so I would give her this money and then she would marry me and love me and you know we'd have 10 kids together.
Nice.
Yeah,
10 kids. All right,
sounds like
what
a plan.
Are you gonna you're gonna have enough rooms for the kids and the cats
with all that MCU money?
Where did all the bazaars go? I got one.
I have three.
I have one.
I didn't know the bazaars are that good. All right.
Damn. Right, sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted somebody. I think it was Jay.
No, not me.
I was going to give
Key
it to
Kwan.
Who did
I say you're going to give it to Key?
I said you should give it to Key Kwan.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I would do like a Matt move. I'd give it to Killian Murphy because he would donate it.
He donated it to like the IRA.
No, he would not.
Yeah.
Wow.
He definitely would.
Which is fine if that's what cause you want to support. I'm just saying.
He wouldn't. No, I don't think so.
I can see that.
What makes you think it's not?
I don't know.
He's in that RRA movie. Yeah.
Of all the rich celebrities you could think of,
he's like one who actually, like, some celebrities, like, yeah, we'll donate, but then they live in, like, huge mansions. And he actually, like, lives in, like, a normal-sized house in Ireland.
What about Keanu Reeves by that logic? He lives pretty humbly, right?
Yeah, similar.
I thought we weren't playing Vault.
Okay, I didn't know we were not doing Vault. All right.
That's okay, I don't really care.
I'm getting a Vault.
Discard any.
What? You guys, no!
I started it. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
It's 6 times longer. Look how long it takes to somebody all to right. decide whether or not they want to decline cards.
I'll
I had to
vault.
Read it. I didn't know why we were declining the Vault. I didn't ever.
Okay, so. All right, everybody answered, correct?
Yes.
All right, then we're going to move on to question number 3, which sort of comes from loaded questions. It's hard to say. It's quite hard to say. I don't quite remember where we got it from. How many times a day do you go to the bathroom?
Oh my
God. I'm not answering that.
I'm not answering this either.
You guys are going to want to make me to go to the doctor.
Seven.
Seven exactly. Okay.
Seven?
Seven plus or minus three.
That's specific.
Yeah,
I say seven because I went 7 times today. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 so far, and I'm probably going to go 2 more times today.
I would say more, probably a little bit more. Well, no, that sounds about right. I would say more like, I think probably 6 over the course of the day, and then probably twice more before bed. So, yeah, I think that sounds about right. Zach, is it like way more than that?
No, it's probably right in there.
I drink a lot of fluids. Some days some days it's like 15. I'm not gonna lie, and that's not always just because of peeing. I mean, sometimes my stomach is a shit show.
Oh my!
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
It's like this game is a shit show. I'm not gonna get any colonies. I don't even know what went wrong.
You didn't go full chapel like Alana. I follow Alana's lead, as they do in all things.
My deck is lean, mean, and ready to buy.
I keep getting 8. All right, Matt, I think we're ready for the next question.
I'll just say
that was 3. Go ahead, Rob and
Alana.
Yeah,
I'll just embarrass myself too. No, I think it's like it could be 8. I don't know. It depends. I don't drink much liquids, which is my own fault. But like, I feel like as I get older, I have to just pee more. So I'm just like, when Jay said that, I was like, yes.
The real question is, how many times do you pee per night?
Actually, I'm going to take mine. Probably on average is about 10.
Dude, you pee overnight?
Sometimes.
If I drink a lot of water before I go to bed, yeah.
Which why would you? Why would you do that?
Why would you
thirsty.
Do that?
Yeah. Thank you, Alana.
Okay. How much is be thirsty?
No, that sucks. Waking up with dry mouth and just dehydrated sucks. I'd rather be well hydrated and wake up once at night and pee.
At like six.
Six. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you should drink more water.
I drink a lot of water.
Clearly not.
No, that seems like a lot. You guys drink too much water.
If I were going into the office, like, and I had like a badge and I could walk around freely, like I used to be able to do, it would be a whole lot more.
Yeah, the boss makes a dollar while I make a dime.
Facts.
I didn't.
Just checking.
My new motto now.
Man, that's right.
A lot of eights.
Rob, what is your job? Are you comfortable discussing it on stream?
It's just like it is with defense, but it's like budget stuff. It's boring.
Budgets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's okay. Not. It's not. It's not even like I'm hiding. I just like. I barely like to. I just don't even like talking about my job. It's just kind of boring.
Okay.
It's like Matthew Perry and Friends. Like, what is his job? Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Gotcha.
Kind of like that.
Oh.
But we
care. I care.
I care a lot. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. And I guess we're done. Zach?
Thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv. Us MC Flancy and group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.